Palmetto Mornings on WRHI and CN2.
It is 7:39 on this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 57 degrees, and I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
It is time for another Come See Me report, presented in part by H&R Block and Comporium.
Introducing two new high-speed internet options. Comporium has created two new levels of service that give you access to fast, reliable internet for a remarkably low monthly price. Whether you prefer the light or the essential plan, you can do everything you want online without spending too much. Prices start at $29.94 per month for light internet, and essential internet is under $50. Both plans offer fast internet and free virus protection. Call Comporium today to sign up. 833-619-1848.
Get your maximum refund now at H&R Block. Ask how you can get $3,500 advance on that refund from in-person, drop-off, or over the phone. Also, receive discounts on that return by donating a clean used coat. It's cold outside. Help us help those in need. H&R Block, Rock Hill, Chester, Richburg.
And welcome in once again to Palmetto Mornings on this Thursday edition of our great radio program. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
We're looking at 57 degrees, but my goodness, it's supposed to reach, 90 today is what they say. But
I like it.
Hey, we'll take it any chance that we can. Well, we are, again, still right in the middle of the Come See Me Festival as we're entering the back half of the festival now in the last weekend of our great event. And two big events are happening. One's on Friday, one on Saturday. The one on Saturday is a big tailgate party. The one on Friday is Moonlight Jazz and Blues. And we have both team leaders for those events joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. We have Chrissy Steen, who's responsible for tailgate, and Gina Rogers, who's responsible for Moonlight Jazz and Blues. And good morning to you both.
Hey, good morning.
Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, so Gina, let's start with you with Moonlight Jazz and Blues. What we can expect on Friday, tomorrow?
Yeah, definitely. So tomorrow is from 6 to 10. From 6 to 8, we've got Mike Falkenberry and the Crowntown Get Down playing. I believe he's a local guy, so I think he's going to draw a good crowd. And then from 8 to 10, we have Player Band playing. And if you've never heard them play before, you are missing out. They are fantastic. They always play at the Jazz and Blues Festival. They also draw a large crowd. So I'm really looking forward to having them back. This is actually their second time.
Oh, great. And they're local here, too. And they're so given of their time.
They are.
Fantastic individuals. So let's tell folks the location.
Yeah, definitely. So we're down at the Winthrop Lake. Parking is at the Winthrop Coliseum. So you park in the Coliseum and you can bring your coolers and your dinner down by Winthrop Lake to enjoy the weather and the music and friends and family and frogs and flowers.
And let's talk through the parking, and you can register beforehand, cashless, all the things.
Right. So, you know, in years past, we've always charged $5 to park and $5 entry fee for 21 and up only. It's still the same thing, except this year we're cashless. So you will need to go to our app or the website, which is comeseeme.org, and it is right there on the homepage. It says tickets, I believe. You click that link, and you can go ahead and pre-purchase your parking and your entry fee. If you do that, you'll get a QR code, and you will scan it when you get there. If you don't go and purchase ahead of time, you can still purchase when you get there. We're not going to turn you away. You can purchase while you're in line. But to make it easier and faster for you, go ahead and pre-purchase those things.
There is just not going to be any cash transactions.
Correct.
Right there where people are used to dealing with that.
Yes, it just makes it a little bit easier. It keeps grubby little hands out of the pot too. So,
well, it's also the world we live in.
Exactly,
too. Everyone is
exactly.
Cashless.
It is what it is. So, hopefully, we did a dry run. Everything's working well. It should go really smoothly. So, but also remember to bring your patience as well.
Now, I know Gina, you mentioned coolers and some food. So,
yes.
Remind our listeners and viewers what they can and maybe cannot bring into Moonlight Jazz and Blues.
Sure. So, no glass at all. That's really the big one. No glass and no pets. Keep your animals at home. If they're a service animal, you're, of course, more than welcome to bring them. But just your average dog. My dog, Honey, would love to come, but
golden retrievers, snakes, monkeys, I think, are all things that we've seen team leaders.
So
leave those at home.
Leave those at home.
Yes, please leave those at home. No, like, couches or any large furniture. You know, that's been a problem in the past as well. And bring your common sense is the most.
Well, that is
for both days.
Yes, for both days, please.
That's a very dangerous topic, though, common sense. That seems to be lacking. Well, let's do toss things right on over to the tailgate party that happens on Saturday, April 20th. Still same location at Winthrop Farm, Winthrop Lake, whatever you want to call it.
Yes. So event is from 3 to 10. We have three great acts that are lined up for us tomorrow or Saturday. Baker Grissom will kick it off, and then Matt Tucker, and then Megan Patrick. So we'll have those. Skydiving will take place, just look in the sky, around 7. fingers crossed, weather permitting and everything. And then fireworks will kick off at, They'll do like a single shot, kind of like a warning shot, and then they're supposed to start at 9. So we're pretty excited.
And is food out there? Like, do we have food trucks? I know we have Anything But barbecue competition as well, right?
No food trucks. Okay. Of course, it's the same as Gina's event. Just bring your tailgate boxes, Bojangles, mm-hmm. dinner, whatever you want to do. Bring those out. But you can also purchase barbecue as well. And they have, I don't remember what time those sales start, but I know they start Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. That's right. We got you. We got you right here. So on Friday, April the 19th, the Anything But sales will begin at 6:30 until they're sold out. So that's at Gina's event at Moonlight Jazz and Blues. And remember, these are the same barbecue teams that will be cooking the barbecue before they kick the barbecue. They just have to cook something that has nothing to do with barbecue. Mm-hmm. And then the barbecue cook-off sales will get underway on Saturday, April the 20th, starting at 3 o'clock. Okay. The judging will get underway at 10 in the morning, and at 3 is until
it
goes out. So you've got that happening there. And Chrissy, the same question as Gina, like, people just need to bring the same stuff that they bring to Moonlight that they can bring to tailgate.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just think about that.
Yep.
Cashless for you all as well.
Yes. Yes. And like Gina said, just bring your patience. As we're transitioning this year, I think Melissa said yesterday, we're not the first ones to do this, but we're kind of like migrating with the times and kind of going cashless. I mean, I don't know about you, but I never have cash. So, so I always have my phone, always. But just be patient with us. And we will have two separate lines when pulling into the parking lot. We'll have prepaid as well as needing to purchase. So there'll be two different lines. And like I said, we've walked through and done the bells and whistles. There's training. Everybody that's going to be there will all have training by then. So we'll just we'll make it work and just be patient with us.
And then, Chrissy, I think with tailgate, folks, do they still get there and still kind of plot their spot?
Is that still
encouraged, and people still do that?
Absolutely.
Within limits?
So, of course, they can come in, but they can't come in until 3. And so when they start coming in, people come in and they'll mark their spots off with their tents and their coolers and their chairs, and they set up and they are there for the day. So, it's just a fun afternoon for everybody. Family friendly, of course. It's fun.
And still no pets.
Still no pets.
Unless it's a service animal.
Unless a service animal. Yeah.
Well, those are two big events for the Come See Me Festival. Again, Moonlight Jazz and Blues on Friday, April the 19th. And then on Saturday, April the 20th, you've got the tailgate party, skydiving exhibition, and the fireworks extravaganza. And Chrissy Steen and Gina Rogers are just some of the team leaders for Come See Me, and they're responsible for two of these big events. So it will be a great turnout, and we can't wait to see everyone out there. Thank you so much.
Yes, Appreciate it. Thank you, folks.
All right, and stay tuned for more Come See Me Festival coverage here on WRHI FM 100.1 and AM 1340, the official voice of Come See Me for 60 years.